I'm bound to say something about that. So you're probably all familiar with this, but I remember being extremely touched a long time ago when the first time I ever heard the expression, I was in Los Angeles, and an old friend of mine said, "What I really appreciate about you is that you walk the walk and don't just talk the talk," you know? And I had never heard that expression before, but I really took it to heart. I was very touched by it. I thought, that's the kind of compliment I like to get. It really means to be genuine and not be a fake spiritual person. You got any idea what I mean by that? It's a joke because one of the things about an attribute that can be true of fake spiritual people is that they wear special spiritual clothing. And maybe their hair is different than most people's. It usually means that you're suffering a lot and you want to mask your suffering with some kind of spiritual glow or transcending the messiness of life by being beatific and radiant and something like that. And then they look at you in such a way, you know, that it feels fake. And so I always feel it's sad in a way because it's masking some real suffering that instead of being felt and experienced and somehow made friends with, you're trying to avoid it through spiritual practice and spiritual trappings. So walk the walk to me means that you're very genuine and down to earth and that you take the teachings as good medicine for things that really are confusing to you in your life and the suffering of your life or trying to deal with what is often called your issues, you know. Your issues. So often, you know, people come to these retreats because we have issues. And so you do want to hear something that is going to genuinely be of value in your life. And the approach of Buddhism and the approach that all the Buddhist teachers have been drawn to personally and then end up teaching is about engaging in your life fully and having an attitude of kindness toward yourself and all the things that might arise in you, such as your rage and your addictions and your grief and your loneliness and your resentment and all these different things. Some attitude of kindness towards your humanity and a way of working with it, which is acknowledging it completely and fully for what it is, very conscious of what's going on with yourself, but with an attitude of kindness. Trungpa Rinpoche used to call it making friends with yourself. So to me, a genuine person is just someone who takes what you hear and applies it to their life and don't just talk out of books, you know, things they've read in books or platitudes or sound bites. So that's the title. We've gotten this far. And in thinking about this, which interestingly enough, I'm not quite sure why. I think it has something to do with my age. But I always prepare. When I was being taught how to teach back in the 70s by senior students in Chogyam Trungpa's lineage,